there, you're listening to Everyday Happiness with Katie Jeffcoat. But today I'm taking over. My name is Jenna Edwards, and I've been asked by Katie how I use intentional margins or intentional happiness in my everyday life. And I love this question so much. First of all, I use intentional margins all the time. And Katie and I talk about it all the time. It's like one of the biggest things for us. We're intentional about our conversations about the intentional margins, as cheesy as that sounds. So when she asked me this, I was like, well, how do I put that in 2 minutes? And then I realized, you know what? Don't overthink it. like don't overthink your answer, but also don't overthink how you use intentional margins, because intentional margins can be used a billion different ways, and they can be used all the time throughout your day. And that's going to change from moment to moment, as we'll talk about this week. Like, there's a million ways to do everything, and everything changes from moment to moment. So don't overthink it. Like, for example, one day I was on the phone with Katie, like I do, and I was on my way to a meeting, hands-free, of course, conversation in the car. And I got there super early, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so early. And Katie was like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I always have a book. I always have a book with me or some sort of project that I'm doing so that I can take that time or that intentional margin and use it for something productive instead of like the scroll hole on Facebook. So just an example of how to use intentional margins in a way that maybe you're not thinking about. And that's what I've got for you today. You've been listening to Everyday Happiness, where I've taken over for Katie. I'm Jenna Edwards, and I'll talk to you tomorrow since I'm here all week. I hope your day is as happy as it can be.